Great Tuesday morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes. And today, as promised, we are going to be in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Today's reading is a prophecy of hope for the Israelites who have been oppressed by the Assyrians. The Assyrian oppression and attack are described in Isaiah chapter 10. The prophecy is in the form of an oracle about a new king who will rise and whose reign will usher in a time of peace and the restoration of Israel and Judah. And again, God's saving word for us this week is justice and peace. So let's begin in as we read Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. The royal line of David is like a tree that has been cut down. But just as new branches sprout from the stump, so a new king will arise from among David's descendants. The Spirit of the Lord will give him wisdom and the knowledge and skill to rule his people. He will know the Lord's will and honor him and find pleasure in obeying him. He will not judge by appearance or hearsay. He will judge the poor fairly and defend the rights of the helpless. At his command, the people will be punished and evil persons will die. He will rule his people with justice and integrity. Wolves and sheep will live together in peace, and leopards will lie down with young goats. Calves and lion cubs will feed together, and little children will take care of them. Cows and bears will eat together, and their calves and cubs will lie down in peace. Lions will eat straw as cattle do. Even a baby will not be harmed if it plays near a poisonous snake. On Zion, God's sacred hill, there will be nothing harmful or evil. The land will be as full of knowledge of the Lord as the seas are full of water. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. The Spirit of the Lord will give him wisdom and the knowledge and skill to rule his people. He will know the Lord's will and honor him and find pleasure in obeying him. Well, this chapter opens with an oracle concerning a king who will be a descendant of David. Many Christians interpret this passage as referring to Jesus, the Messiah, and that's true. That is the far reference, the far fulfillment of this prophecy. And as we have learned, most prophecies come with a near and far fulfillment. And so this talks about Jesus, the Messiah, but it goes even beyond when he was here 2,000 years ago. And it talks about his time in the coming millennial kingdom where we will enjoy the type of peace. Israel will enjoy that type of peace that is described here. Let us pray. God of love and peace, teach me to know your will. My desire is to honor and obey you. May your justice reign throughout the earth. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we will be in Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 through 9, where, it's a hymn of praise in celebration of deliverance from oppression. Until tomorrow morning, beloved, God bless you is my prayer for you.